in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave, 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
I need you daily. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gon' help these babies?
My. I've been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Down from on my head, making me stress all day long. They won't let me rest, gas on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a light, light, light now. 911 won't do. My back gets the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your it's all about what you want. Your family used to be first, things getting worse in my home. My brother is hurt, we need a word, it's too far gone. I need a lifeline right now, 911 won't do. My back against the wall now, done all that I can do. I prayed every prayer, went through every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail, I'm lost without you.
I can't tell my right from my left now. But my mama's crying cause my daddy's dying. He got pains all in his chest now. My daughter's having these nightmares. I might be wrong, but I'm right here, yeah. I'm trying to hold on when my hands hurt or the ropes out. Cause my life fights, it don't fight there. So I'm leaning all on these ropes now. And I got hope, but it's low now. So I'm leaning all on these quotes now. Like never leave me, won't forsake me. If you don't help me, I don't make it.
I'm Real love. understand me when I say it's better? Do you understand me? Can we pick it up one time? Just to say, good. Love is better than that. Somebody, your love is better than that. Just to say,
just waiting. The whole night just waiting. The whole night just waiting for the manifestation. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Can you lift up your hands? Close your eyes and sing it. Tell them, say, Lord, you are. Lord, you are. Tell them, you are. Talk to your Father. Tell him he's been better. What do you owe him? What do you owe him? Oh God, oh God. Even if we try, God. Lift those voices and say, talk to him, tell him.
I'm
even if I tried it. never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles. Oh, and you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way to be made. How you made a way when there was no way to be made.
When you're out there on the street, You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one time. The bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. Hey, this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. Oh, this one tree, can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me, help me. Won't you have mercy? Set my soul free, please. And let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry.
I need an angel. been leveled to the ground. Sometimes right, sometimes I've been wrong, but I kept the faith, kept on moving, moving on. Oh,
no.
Happiness has been hard to find, but God has shown me the way. He said that He would be with me every day. That's why
I won't turn.
That's why.
Bye. to say now. The Lord will make a way now. You in the Father's hand, a man with a better plan. He's like Tylenol times a million, alleviating all the pain that you be feeling. Make a U-turn, do it differently. Walk by faith, not by what you see. And when the day is done, the battle is won, you overcome. Now you can say what?
Without you in my life, I don't know what I would do. Hello. It's hot up in here. Having a wonderful time. Pray that you are as well. I'm your host, the Anointed One. We'll be back with more great gospel music. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one gorgeous station in the world. It's up in here. The anointing destroys the yoke. Hello.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Here's the late great Brother Darrell Coley, left us this year. Brother Darrell Coley, he is preparing me.
Just And you know he's preparing me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my attitude.
Seems to feel like some of today's gospel music has lost its way. You see, my daddy's from Kershaw, South Carolina, raised in Bright Light Baptist Church and Ebenezer Baptist Church. My daddy believes that when you hear gospel, it ought to sound like gospel. So my sister told me that she was making a gospel record. I wanted to make sure that it was something on there for my daddy. So daddy, we're going to take you back. God is good.
I know that God, my God, God is good.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
God, my God, God is good. And all that He brought me out of darkness, God is good. And all that He saved my soul.
Will you be praising his name? Will you be praising his name? Or sit there in your seat?
Out of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, Sister Deborah Barnes.
All right. Come on, put your hands together. Let's go on and do it like we used to do it. Here we go.
Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you. Yes, I do. I tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has allowed us to see. And I tell God thank you because, yes, He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. He's the same God today that He will be forevermore. He's the holy God. He's the righteous God. He's the almighty God. Oh, I tell God thank you just for being God. I thank God for His being a merciful God, the God that extends us grace. The God that don't look at you as a big you and look at me as a little bitty you, but He's the God that love all unconditionally. And I tell God thank you. I thank God that He is a God that loves just because He is not hung up on titles. He loves you if you are just you. He loved that one if that one is Him. He loves us just because He loves the bishops. He loves the apostles. He loves the pastors. He loves the teachers. He loves the evangelists. I tell God thank you that He loves His disciples. And I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for your son Jesus going on the cross. I thank you that He went in the grave and He rose in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for being our healers. I thank you for being the deliverer. I thank you for being the miracle worker. Everything that we need you to be, you are, God. I thank you that you are righteous, God. I thank you that you are holy, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you just for being our Heavenly Father. Father God, you said in your word that we can cast all our cares upon you. And I tell you, thank you, God. Thank you for being the God that's there when we're in the valley, when we're on top of the mountain. I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that's there when nobody else is. I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all things great and small. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless on this day. Touch the hands of the surgeons, God. Give them your mind and your heart as they work on their patients, God. But you be in the midst, God, to lead and to guide and to heal and to deliver and to work that miracle. Yeah, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help your men and women of God to stand on righteousness, God. In the name of Jesus, lead and guide us, God. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, where we are weak, strengthen us, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to pour your gifts that you desire into us, God, that we can do a work for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I lift up married couples to you, and I ask you to ordain and bring them closer together, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak your Holy Ghost power, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, touch right now, God. Bring them together with your Holy Ghost power, God. In the name of Jesus, touch our young people, God. Keep them covered with your blood, God. Continue to keep your angels encamped round about them. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, draw them nigh unto you, that you get all of the glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help me to teach your word that you get all of the glory. Anoint me afresh right now, God, with your Holy God, with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, I trust you, God. I believe you, God. Oh, God, I thank you for all things, great and small. Continue to move throughout the land, God. I know that you are the omnipresent, omnipotent God, the God that's everywhere and the God that knows everything, God. And I tell you, thank you just for being God. Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. I thank God because he is the God that never, ever leaves us or forsake us. And I'm so glad that he tells us if we lack wisdom to ask him. When I go to him and ask for his guidance, he never, ever leads me astray. And I can promise you that when you go to the true and living God, to our Heavenly Father, to his Son Jesus, to the Holy Ghost, they will never lead you astray, but they will draw you nigh unto him. And I tell God, thank you. The triune walks in righteousness and leading guides in righteousness. So as you follow them, you will walk in righteousness. And I tell God, thank you. As we come today, we extend our condolences to families that have lost loved ones. We ask you to go into prayer for families because, see, it could have been us, but God have given us another chance to still be here and our family members a chance to still be here. And I tell God, thank you. When we are sons of God, we have compassion and we love. It doesn't matter whether they're sinners or saints. I don't love sin, but I got to love irregardless, and so do you. And we tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and this coming Sunday is fifth Sunday. We will be having Friends and Family Day at Christian Life. And we invite you to come out and worship with us if your church is not having church, because you are our family if you are serving God. If you are our friends if you're serving God. And guess what, babies? As I just said, how can we say we love God who we never sing and hate our brothers and our sisters who we see every day? We got to love and love unconditionally. And when we come together to glorify and worship God, we are family. And I tell God, thank you for all things. Come and worship with us. True Way Holiness Church from Apex will be coming to worship with us. That's our sister church. Church Without Walls will be coming. Pastor Matt Crudup is the pastor of Church Without Walls. Apostle Gwen Scott and Pastor Jeremiah Scott will be coming from Apex. And we invite you to come and worship with us. And on Tuesday nights, excluding the third Tuesday night, we have Bible study starting at 7 o'clock p.m. We ask you to come out and go into the Word with us. And on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study, but I still encourage you to go into the Word of God wherever you are, because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning. I thank God for the Word coming to walk here on earth, and then man penned about the Word. And I know that when I speak, you know, by say, yeah, God, the name Jesus, that things are going to take place. And I tell God, thank you for all things. We ask you to govern yourselves to the announcements, and want you to join us on NFI Radio. You already know that we come on Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. And on Thursdays, we are on from 1 to 1:30 p.m. And on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin has come to join us as he bring forth the Word and do what God say to do. I tell God, thank you. That's the first and third Tuesdays. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays, and on Thursdays, we are here. And I tell God, thank you for all things. We ask you to join us as the Word of God comes forth. We've been talking about, as a believer, separating ourselves. And as we are believers, you'll find that when the Holy Ghost of God resides on the inside and you become that new creature and you step away from wickedness and you put on the whole armor of God, and when you seek the face of God, you're going to find that there is places, there are people, there are things that you have to separate yourself from. Our target verse is 2 Corinthians 6, verses 17 and 18. And the Word of God says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not unclean things, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. When we come to Jesus, we find that we got to separate ourselves. And as we separate ourselves, it don't mean that because we are children of God that we don't have contact with unbelievers. Because, see, as we become sons of God, we got to friend and befriend sinners. They got to see the light in us. But we can't partake in the sin that they are taking part in. When we become sons of God, we gotta love and love unconditionally, but we don't partake in sin. And I tell God, thank you. If we look at Luke 7, verse 34, I tell God, thank you, because when we love God, we're gonna love mankind. We're gonna love our brothers and our sisters. And the Word of God say, the Son of Man is come eating and drinking. And ye say, behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine bibber, and a friend of publicans and sinners. When we are servants of God, we don't contaminate our bodies with wine. And I know the question have come up about Jesus drinking wine, and I can promise you it won't no wine that had contamination in it. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said Jesus' statement indicates that he drank some type of wine, whereas John did not. However, it cannot be determined from this passage what type of wine he drank. But you got to remember that Jesus was holy. And I can promise you, because, see, he is the way, the truth, and the life, that he was not drinking wine that had ferment. And I don't believe that. Because, see, he won't contaminate his body. There were those that accused him of being gluttonous. There were those that accused him of being a drunkard. There were those that accused him of drinking with sinners. But I know Jesus didn't do that. And I tell God, thank you. He associated with everybody. Just suppose he didn't come into our lives when we were sinners. He knew who we were. But he had grace and mercy on us. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. If you are drinking wine and alcohol and smoking, and even when we are gluttonous, we are walking in sin. Go ahead on and get mad, but it's the truth. There are going to be days that you have to pray and fast and not receive anything in your body. And I tell God, thank you, that I got wisdom now. Jesus was the only one that never walked or had sin in his life and in his body. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. I thank him that he loved so much that he forgave me for when I drank wine. He forgave me when I drank mixed drinks. My body is the temple of God, so I can't contaminate it with sin. And if you find that you are still condoning sin, I want to tell you to check out who's residing in your temple. Because when you're serving God and you are a believer that have separated yourself from sin, you don't defile your temple. As we look at being sons of God and being separated from sin, you're going to find that you hate sin. You don't condone sin. You're going to find that you hate unrighteousness. And you're going to find that even though you separate yourselves from sin, that you still have genuine love for them. And I tell God, thank you, but you still got to separate yourself. John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus coming. You're going to find that when you have separated yourself and you are different, you have turned from your wicked ways, you're going to find that you fear God and his perfect holiness, because, see, he is perfect. And I tell God, thank you. You're going to find that as you separate yourself, you still got to love God's people. We are not a big I, and the sinner become a little you. But we have chosen to serve the true and living God. As we choose to serve the true and living God, you're going to find that we as God's people, we become his children, his sons and his daughters, that we persevere in salvation. And I tell God, thank you. Well, what you're talking about when we persevere in salvation, let's look at 1 Timothy 4 and 16. When we persevere, that means that we continue to stand on God's word. 1 Timothy 4 and 16 said, take heed unto thyselves and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. You can't turn away from it. You can't be a sometime I do and sometime I don't. It said continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So as we go about, don't have to be a preacher. Don't have to be a pastor. But if you are living the word of God, somebody's going to see the God in you. And as you continue in the word of God, we save not only ourselves. We don't walk in just righteousness, but somebody else see it. And somebody else is going to say, Gladys is different. John is different. That one is different. They don't do what they used to do. And I find that as we turn unto God, there are going to be those who that used to disrespect, they now respect the spirit that's on the inside. And as they're listening to the word of God, they can be delivered. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this, that living a holy life is a blessing. When we live a holy life, you're going to find that you have charity. You're going to find that you keep your bodies pure, clean from sin. As we do the word of God, you can't just be a hearer, but you got to be a doer of the word. And as you are a doer of the word, you're going to find that you love God, that you love your enemies, that you serve him. And as you serve him, you're going to find that when you go out, you're going to give the word. If it ain't nothing but, hey, how you doing? God bless you. I pray that your day have been blessed. Are you serving God? And God will open that door for you to minister and to give his word. And I tell God, thank you. You find that when you separate yourselves from sin, you find that you live holy for God as our Lord and our Father. You don't flip and you don't flop. You don't serve Jesus sometime and serve Satan the other time, but you serve God with your whole heart all the time. Am I saying you're perfect? No, there wasn't but one that was perfect. That was God's son, Jesus. But you find that when you have separated yourself from sin, that you sell out to God. Might sound weird, but you are not one who sometime I do love God and sometime I don't. We all go through trials and tests, but when we sell out to God, I know that I can cast all of my cares upon him. Why? Because he careth for me. And I have to give the word to myself, babies, and sometimes you're going to find that you have to speak the word to yourself. You said, God, by your stripes, I am healed. You said that I can cast all of my cares upon you. You said that you would never, ever leave me or forsake me. You said that you love me, and I know that you do. You said in your word, and you find that as you speak that word to yourself, that you began to come back stronger. And you find that when you have faith in the true and living God, and you serve him with your whole heart, you find that you will live for him. And you find that when we separate ourselves from sin, you find that God himself will reward us for drawing near unto him. He becomes our protection. Yes, he does. He gives us his blessings. Yes, he does. And he gives us that fatherly care. You remember when growing up and you might have stumped your toe or fell off your bike and you went to your father and he would dust you off and tell you, it's going to be okay. Get back on there. You got this. And that would build your confidence and you will go back. God is our heavenly father, gives us his fatherly care. And as he is our heavenly father, he promises to be everything, yes he does, that a good father should be. We find that as we serve him, that he will be our counselor, yes Lord. He will tell us the right thing to do. Not only he, but we have the Holy Ghost of God groaning on our behalf. And as he is our counselor and our guide, you're going to find that he will love and cherish us as his own children. There ain't no particular color. There ain't no particular nationality. But he loves each and every one of us. And I tell God, thank you. How do I know that? Because if we look at 2 Corinthians 6:17-18 again, he says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not unclean things. Our temple can't be defiled. And I will receive you and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. He is not a God that will lie. I tell God, thank you, that if you come out from among sin and you walk in righteousness, one thing that I do know, God will take care of you. But now if you are one that refuse to separate yourself from evil, if you're one that refuse to separate yourself from false prophets and false things being said, false doctrine, if you refuse to be cleansed by God's Holy Spirit, if you refuse to stand on the word of God, you don't have fellowship with God. You're still walking in sin. You have gone back into a backslidden state. 2 Corinthians 6:16 said, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the only way for that to happen is you have to separate yourself from evil. And as you separate yourself and you are a true believer, you believe that God sent his only begotten Son, then you will have the right to the tree of life. You have the right to eternal life with God. You got to separate yourselves. Gonna find that you'll be by yourself sometime. But when you say, for God I live, and for God I die, that's gonna let you know that you got to keep your temple clean, that you can't be a partaker of sin. Have you truly separated yourself from sin? I didn't say quit loving but separate yourself from sin. The word of God says, my people who are called by my name will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will heal their land. He ain't talking about the dirt in the yard. He's talking about us. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for.
Thank you. me know that God is up to something. He's doing something in our midst. We love you, God. Yeah. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on that name that changes everything. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, all of my hope is in the name, the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name, the name of Jesus. Do you believe it this morning? He's up to something. Those of you, you've been praying, you've been fasting, he's up to something. He's moving something. Something has to move. Something has to break. Something's got to turn. It ain't going to be this way forever. Let me encourage you this morning. Let me speak against what you've been feeling these past few months. God will turn it around. Say it with me. God, turn it around. Shout it again. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. So we know. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. Say. Why? Where there was no. Why? And ignite that faith this morning. I'll see you. I see you move. You move the mountain, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe it. Yeah, I see you do it. I see you move. You move the mountain. You move the mountain.
Breakthrough will come. Come in the name, the name of Jesus. So God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around in my favor. God, turn it around. God, heal it again. Remove it again. Oh God, God, deliver again. God, restore again. God, bring change again. In our time and generation, revive us again. Bring us back again. It's not a begging thing, but it's just a declaration. God, turn it around last time. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. If you believe that, give him a great shout of praise in this room.
Many of you, I told you all of our songs are slow. Now it is true, you drive hours, but this is slow. We have our own way, and we don't do a lot of jumping around and carrying. It's fine for people that are able to do it. I'm not able to do that. We're not able. We don't do a lot of running around and try to pull you up out of your seat and pull out stuff there, because I'm not able to do that. But I try to sing songs with meanings and understanding. And even if you don't like what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. I try to make it real plain. And now is Jesus' time that we want to talk to him in just a little bit now. Oh my God, he's so good. Yes, sir. I want to tell him, Jesus. I want to tell you something, Lord.
Jesus,
I don't want to get in no hurry.
I just
want to talk to you a little bit.
Jesus,
I want to tell you. I love you. You've been good to me. I love you, Jesus. You've been good to me. You've been so good. Better to me than I've been to myself. I want to tell you again, Jesus. I just want to tell you, Lord. I want to take time and tell you, because you took time and blessed me. You didn't have to do it, Jesus, but you did. And I want to tell you, Lord. Oh, oh, Jesus. I just want to tell you, Lord. I want to tell you. I want to tell you, Jesus. I love you. Words won't do it, but I just want to tell you anyhow. I love you. Y'all can take a little nap on this one. Y'all can take a little nap on this one if you want to. Go ahead. Oh my God. We're talking to Jesus anyhow. Right now, Jesus, I want to thank you. I got something to thank you for. You woke me up early this morning. You put food on my table. I want to thank you. me tell you again, I just want to tell you thank you. You put clothes on my back. I remember when I didn't even have good shoes to wear. I had to tie them up and put wire in them to hold them on my feet. Yeah, Lord! I had patches all over my clothes. But you kept me, Lord. Yes, it is.
Healed
thousand years ago. He hung out on Calvary. He hung me high and nailed him to the cross. Oh yes, and I'm gonna tell you, yeah. One day you
die.
You set me free, Lord. Hallelujah.
You saved
my soul. Yeah, you made me whole.
And you made me whole.
seek justice. That's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight. What we know is right, we will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice. And we raise our voices. It's what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud, time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yes, we lift the master higher till we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. People to change, so we stand. We want justice, and we raise. Even if it's just us, still. Say that again. Even if it's just us, there's still enough of us. We gon' change the world. Gonna change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. It's still. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream, sinner. We gon' change the world. Raise it up.
overcome someday. We shall overcome. Hold on, I heard you, prophet. Today.
Ah, go ahead and praise him. We are right at the bottom of the hour. Thanking you so much for catching the wave. That's the sounds of William Murphy. Now, there is somebody today that's listening to this network, and that particular song really touched you, and you needed that song, and you needed those words to encourage you. And some of you are in a situation, in a place, a state of mind that you're frustrated, things just not going your way. You know, you've tried this one and you listened at what someone has told you to do, and you tried that and it still didn't work, and you're just about to give up, you know. But don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Keep the faith. Hang in there. You know, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. And you know, you are an endurer. And I want to encourage you today, in spite of the situation or circumstances, you can always call on Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. Let's call on Jesus. Come on, join in with me as we touch and agree in prayer. Let's pray right now. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, God, we humbly submit ourselves before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And as we come, O God, we come acknowledging that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. You said no man can come to the Father except he go through the Son. And we reverence Jesus today and thanking you, O God, for your Son, Jesus, that died on the cross and shedded its blood that we all may have a right to everlasting life. But in the third day he got up, rose with all power in his hand. So the same power that he has, he's given us power to get wealth. He's given us power to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. He's given us power to speak out of our mouth life. He's given us power to decree and declare about in the name of Jesus that by Jesus Christ we are healed, even though there are those today that may be going through sickness. It's the blood still works, the blood of Jesus Christ that he shedded on Calvary's cross. So, Lord, we thank you for this day, for the blood. We thank you, God, for grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for those that you have allowed us to be in their presence and those to be in our presence that have been a blessing to us and those we have been a blessing to. God, and because of your love, your kindness, and tender mercy, we embrace you so close, Lord, just embracing you and asking you, God, to protect our children, our families, our home, our community. Lord, touch those that are in high positions around the world, wherever they are. And God, I pray that those right now that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will come in repentance asking, what must I do to be saved? And if there's one today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I believe today, God, that they shall come in repentance from the north, south, east, and west in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying right now for that young boy that's on drugs and on alcohol, that young girl on drugs, on alcohol, that young girl that is prostituting her body and selling her body to get money. But God, we know there is a better way for them. And I'm praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth your angels, send that man and that woman that will be able to speak encouraging words to them that will bring life into their body, their mind, their soul, and their spirit to know that you are alive today. You are still moving in the presence of your people. Lord, anoint those right now, wherever they are, in this hospital, the rest home, or those that are lying on the bed of affliction, those that have not been able to move their body because of lack of strength, but we're praying for strength in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing in the name of Jesus. We're praying for deliverance in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray today that if there's one don't know you as their Lord and Savior, we know that the word that you have shown us in Romans 10:9 that says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If there's one today that don't know Jesus, I pray that you will pray along with me and accept him in your life today. I've read that to you, what Romans 10:9 says. And if that's you today and you're ready to surrender to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come to you today as a sinner. I repent of my sins and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Brothers, sisters, if that's you today and you surrender to Christ, I want you to not think about your past or what you did yesterday. Jesus said, come as ye are, and if you came today as you were, regardless of what you did yesterday, you're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You are a new creature in Christ. So today, the angels are rejoicing, and our brothers and sisters in Christ are rejoicing for you. And I want to advise you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that is teaching the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, line upon line and precept upon precept. And as you begin to get into that Bible study, a Sunday school, a friend of yours you know that's going to church, or someone in your family, begin to read God's Word as much as you can, to study, to show thyself approved, rightly dividing God's Word. And the more you read, the more you're going to hear from God. The more you hear from God, the stronger you will grow in the Spirit. So we thank God for you coming forth in repentance and giving your life to Jesus Christ today. We are so happy that you changed over and came over to the winning side in Jesus' name. All right, brothers and sisters. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. We thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Our website again, nfiradio.com. Now, back with more great gospel music.
Jesus, forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reign. Let us proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, he's forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let us proclaim that all is forgiven.
salvation.
Jesus.
Forgiveness.
Jesus.
He has it all in his name.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the
things that you have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
The
victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from